Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today.
Morning.
On Wednesday, September 24th, we'll be taking a look at some thoughts on the city's homeless encampment ordinance.
A Sedgwick County woman taken in by a Social Security scam. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy as the sunrise is underway. A breeze out of the north. It is 63 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. During a Wichita City Council workshop yesterday, Mayor Lily Wu raising concerns about the enforcement of the city's homeless encampment ordinance, which took effect earlier this year, trying to speed up the process of removing homeless encampments. During yesterday's meeting involving city leaders, it was expressed some changes should happen. Stricter enforcement of the ordinance eliminates the need for law enforcement to give a 48-hour notice before clearing out an encampment. The mayor said the point is to connect people to the resources where the city is now investing millions of dollars. Mayor Wu started the conversation. She expressed a need for the community, but it did not come without some pushback from some council members. Wichita's homeless outreach team is headed by the Wichita Police Department. Has been the primary point of connection for resources to people living in the encampments. Mayor Wu says that has to change. She says police officers shouldn't be the first contact. It should be outreach workers.
Two men have been arrested in connection with a scam that defrauded an 84-year-old Sedgwick County woman out of over $255,000.
27-year-old Krishna Nagabati of Georgia and 29-year-old Sai Komana of Texas were arrested September 17th and charged Monday for felony theft by deception and mistreatment of a dependent adult. The investigation began in May after the woman received a phone call from a man posing as an FBI agent, informing her that her Social Security number had been compromised. He convinced her to liquidate her assets and turn them over to people that she thought were undercover FBI agents. That was before her family became involved. Last Wednesday, Sedgwick County deputies and detectives, FBI agents, and Kansas Highway Patrol troopers conducted an operation to arrest the suspects. Detectives believe that the ringleader is not in the United States, but directed the operation by communicating with his associates and the woman. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump addressing a range of issues, speaking at the 80th United Nations General Assembly in New York City.
President Trump criticizing the UN, including for failing to end wars.
Empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
Saying he's worked to end seven wars without help. After a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, President Trump taking to Truth Social to reveal he thinks Ukraine can reclaim all of its lost territory in the war against Russia with support of the European Union.
But I feel that way. I really do feel that way. Let them get their land back.
Ukraine's leader calling this a big shift after President Trump's call for Ukraine to make concessions. President Trump also telling reporters NATO nations should shoot down Russian military aircraft that enter their airspace. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Members of Congress touch down in China to meet with defense officials. Fox's Tom Graham with the story.
Lawmakers were in Beijing earlier this week, pushing for more military dialogue between the U.S. and China. The bipartisan group met with Chinese Defense Minister Deng Jun, who described the visit as a sign of goodwill. Washington Democratic Congressman and member of the House Armed Services Committee Adam Smith was among those on the trip.
I believe we are both interested in peace and security in the world. We want to make sure that we have open lines of communication about that, and we have disagreements without question, but I think that makes it all the more important that we have open discussions.
The lawmakers also held talks with the Chinese premier. It's the first time a group from the House of Representatives has visited Beijing since 2019. Tom Graham, Fox News.
GraceMed announcing first round of graduates in its assistance apprenticeship program. During a one-year period, students earn the opportunity to become a certified medical assistant while earning a living wage. Program grad Ken V. Reyes says the program has been life-changing.
Both more, I've grown more as an individual. I've grown more as a professional. I've, you know, learned how to be more compassionate, how to help more of my patients, how to help more of my community. I'm Hispanic, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done in the community, and GraceMed has given me the tools that I need to help out and succeed.
And that program is only offered for GraceMed employees through Washburn University, but officials do hope to expand the program.
A court document providing details in the case against a Wichita woman charged in a reported accidental shooting that injured her 4-year-old granddaughter in April concludes with an admission from the woman that her negligence was to blame for the child's injuries. An affidavit lays out the circumstances that led to the child getting a hold of Anna Sorto Meja's unsecured handgun in a bedroom and suffering 2 gunshot wounds near Harry and Grove. Wichita police interviewed a woman identified as the child's aunt who was at the business at the time of the shooting and described being behind the counter of the store when she heard a gunshot. The woman rushed to the neighboring bedroom to find the 4-year-old niece wounded, the affidavit said. Court documents show that Sorto Meja is charged with 1 count of aggravated child endangerment. Records show that her arraignment is set for Friday.
Earlier in the show, we told you about a bear hunt in Florida. And what about the gators? We'll find out more about that. And, of course, the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen is coming up as well. KNSS News Time is 7:07. 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
A Florida man has been accused of illegally killing more than a dozen alligators. Fox 35 Orlando's Marie Ettinger reports from Brevard County, Florida.
There is legal alligator hunting. We're actually in gator hunting season right now. Each permit allotted by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission allows a hunter to kill 2 alligators. Jacob Littrell, arrested for killing 13 alligators back in April, outside of alligator hunting season. Littrell has had several other run-ins with the law back near his home in Volusia County. DUI, pleaded down to reckless driving, but then a violation of probation on that charge, driving with a suspended license, all misdemeanors.
Killing an alligator is a third-degree felony. Littrell is facing 13 counts for that. In Brevard County, Marie Ettinger, Fox News.
Here's the question, though, Ted. What do you use to kill a gator? Big net? Oh. You know, like Porky Pig?
It better be industrial size.
I'm going to say.
It is 7:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at our traffic and weather update.
Well, we'll start with the traffic, and things in traffic actually looking okay out there. We do have a slowdown, and it is getting worse eastbound. That is eastbound on Kellogg, the central business district where we have that road construction going on. We do still have that road construction going on K-42. Right now, we're getting some slow-moving traffic on K-42 right around I-235. So watch out for slowdowns there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now it's time for the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Ted and John. Hopefully you guys are ready for some sunshine and some drier weather. We've got that coming up in the next couple of days. Looks like actually our first full few days here of some fall weather on the way, with 70 degree weather today, and I think we'll have 70s again tomorrow. We've had so much rain that we're currently now 8th wettest year on record, with over 35.5 inches of rain. And our only, we only average about 34 in the entire year. So if we don't get another single drop of rain between now and the end of this year, this is going to go down as an above average year for rainfall here in the air capital. So it's been rather soggy, and we're now setting some records because of the rainfall. Again, 8th wettest so far today on the rainfall front. But there's not going to be much rain out there today. We do have a few showers off to our west out toward the Pratt-Greensburg area. And then there's a little pocket of rain just to the southwest of Salina. That stuff is kind of moving this way, but it's also starting to break apart. So it's still possible we'll see a few showers pop up today, but I think that opportunity is going to be between now and about 1 o'clock this afternoon. After that, we begin to see most of the clouds departing. So 74 for a high today. We'll clear out tonight with a low of 57. And then it's sunny and smooth sailing for the rest of the week. 78 tomorrow. Friday's high up to 81. Should have some beautiful weather for high school football games at the end of this week. And overall, doesn't look like we'll see a tremendous amount of wind for South Central Kansas. So about as good as you can get on the weather side of things for South Central Kansas the rest of this week. Right now in Wichita, we've got a mostly cloudy sky in 63. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, I think, what did I see? That this is the average date for the last 90-degree temperature in Wichita. We're not even, we don't have 90s anywhere near us, do we?
No, and I don't think we'll get back to 90 degrees the way things look now. We've got quite a few low 80s on the horizon, but nothing that jumps out as me as anything out of the ordinary as far as the warm temperatures go. And our next cold front probably won't get to us until maybe the first weekend in October. So we've got a little ways to go before that's going to reach us.
I was watching the news last night. How do you get May the weather dog to sit there in that chair?
You know, that's what she likes to do. When I say, get in your chair, it's about showtime. She goes over and jumps up in the chair, and then she's just kind of hanging out. She knows that if she's good, she'll probably get rewarded after the newscast is over. But, you know, I'm very lucky that she's smart and she's well-behaved.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much how Steve treats me. At 6 a.m., he tells me to get up in the chair, and I sit there for 3 hours.
And sit there and don't move.
Right. He's got little treats in a pocket for you. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Hey, Ross, thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
There he goes. That's the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with meteorologist Ross Jansen. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And I got to say, Ted, that just about every day right around this time, Steve McIntosh usually has a on this day in weather history type of thing that he likes to tell people about. And I actually got notice of one from the National Weather Service, so I thought I'd pass it along. It was on this day in 1972, Waldport, Oregon, a mining camp just outside of Waldport, Oregon. A man was struck and killed by lightning while he was carrying 35 sticks of dynamite.
Oh, that's explosive.
Yeah, so that was on this day in 1972. Real
and
confluence of very unlikely things happening.
Did he survive? Or did he go,
I don't think that's an open casket situation. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it, no. But yeah, that was on this day in 1972.
No. You go, Court, today we've talked about moose, bears, gators, and now I got a story about horses. UN General Assembly speeches address a lot of facets, but yesterday one world leader took some time on the world stage to honor horses. The president of Mongolia noted that the animals have been integral to human livelihoods, culture, and civilizations. A horse is a horse, of course.
Yes.
His Central Asian nation led the assembly earlier this year to designate July 11th as World Horse Day. I guess we're well past that, was 2 months ago. An initiative is meant to raise awareness of the role that horses have played and still play in the world. His shout out to horses came during a speech that emphasized Mongolia's contributions to United Nations peacekeeping and other activities. And the horse. Which, if you really stop and think about it, was mankind's primary means of transportation for centuries and centuries until Henry Ford and some other guys invented a motorized automobile.
True. Genghis Khan, conquered half the world.
You go back centuries, and the way we got around was on horse.
Or camel. Or elephant, depending on where you were.
Of course, we had the Pony Express here in this in this country. Yep. They actually had something similar in Mongolia. A message could actually go from one end of that massive empire to the other fairly quickly due to stations of horses they had set up along the way.
I swear, every time I come on here, I'm shocked at the amount of knowledge that you just pull out of.
I didn't think you were going to say the word knowledge.
Okay, information.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are like this show's version of Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
John, sometimes smart people remember things.
Oh, wow. Pardon me. Let me get that out of my back there. You can have that back for later.
It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. As we'll talk some college football tonight, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman Radio Show with the head coach. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State is getting ready for a game Saturday morning in Manhattan, hosting undefeated Central Florida. Coming to town, K-State is coming off back-to-back losses, off to a very poor 1-3 start to the season. See if K-State can get in the win column or if the troubles will continue. But a lot to talk about tonight with Coach Klieman on the K-State Coaches Show tonight at 7 o'clock over on KFH. But at least Coach Klieman has a job. There's one coach in the Big 12 that no longer has a job down at Oklahoma State.
Just three games into his 21st season, Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy has been fired. In a statement, OSU President Jim Hess said in part, quote, "This is a decision about what's best for our football program, our student athletes, and Oklahoma State University, and it reflects our unwavering commitment to championship-level football and competing for national success." Gundy ends his time in Stillwater with a career record of 170-90 after turning the Cowboys into a big-time program, winning the Big 12 in 2011 and playing in the conference title game in 2021 and 2023. But after going 3-9 last year, Oklahoma State is 1-2 to start the season and just lost to Tulsa for the first time since 1998. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
The Kansas City Royals are finishing out the season. This is the final week. It's all out on the West Coast. The Royals visiting the last place Los Angeles Angels last night. 31,000 were at the game in Anaheim. And the Royals struck early and got some runs scored and piled up an 8-4 win over the Angels. His catcher to Salvador Perez got an early run driven in. He's got 1,013 runs driven in his career. That puts him second place all time on the Royals list. He passes Hal McRae on that list. He's only behind George Brett by quite a ways. Salvador Perez driving in runs like he does. The Royals now have a winning record. They're 79-78 on the season. And they are officially eliminated. Sad to say, the astronomical odds to make the playoffs finally came to a close yesterday. So they made the playoffs last year, but they're not going to make it this year. The Royals visit the Angels again tonight with five games to go in the season. Listen live at 8:30 tonight. That game is over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Wings midfielder Mike Fox. Got a soccer birthday today. He is 64 years old today. Mike Fox, born in California, and his big years with the Wings were in the mid to late 1980s when he was a big star for the Wings and a guy that before he played for the Wings was a member of the United States 1984 Olympic soccer team. Mike Fox, Wings midfielder, former soccer star here in Wichita. It's his birthday. Mike Fox is 64 years old today. Oh, I wanted to tell you, too, about the Wichita State women's tennis. Shocker's top doubles pairing, Georgia Roselli and Shintong Wang, have earned a spot in this year's ITA All-American Championships doubles main draw, which begins today over in Cary, North Carolina. They won a couple of matches in qualifying already this week to reach the main draw. This is the first Shocker doubles pairing to make the main draw in 7 years, and only the third Shocker pairing to do so in program history. So congratulations, and we hope they do well in the main draw there at the in North Carolina, the ITA All-American Championships doubles competition. That's sports, and sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served in a split-top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Hey, that's perfect for lunch. Hot Link Sandwich. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. 7:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather on the way. And pregnant women are being told to avoid cannabis. More on that on House Call for Health next on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's 7:30 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, September 24th. Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy. It's 63 degrees. Fire caused by a lightning strike is what damaged a building at Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems at about 4 in the morning yesterday. The building had about 30 employees inside at the time. They were all able to get out safely. And the fire didn't really cause a lot of damage. No other operations at Spirit were affected by the blaze.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky discusses his meeting with President Trump on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly.
The Ukrainian president reacting to President Trump saying he thinks Ukraine can reclaim all of its lost territory in the war against Russia with support of the European Union.
President Trump was more positive in it, and he showed that he wants to support Ukraine to the very end. So we understand now that we are ready to finish this war as quick as possible.
Telling Fox's Brett Baer on Special Report, he feels President Trump now understands Ukraine and Russia cannot just swap territories after President Trump had suggested Ukraine would need to give up land to resolve the conflict. Ukraine's leader also saying he doesn't feel China wants to finish the war, but feels President Trump can change that. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A man from Salina has pleaded guilty to raping a woman at a Bethel College dorm nearly 2 years ago in North Newton. 20-year-old Trayvon Cole entered the plea in Harvey County District Court. Prosecutors said Cole was a student at Bethel College at the time, sentencing scheduled for early December. He faces a potential prison sentence of anywhere from 12 to 54 years, followed by lifetime post-release supervision. He'll also be subject to lifetime registration as a sex offender.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made remarks on the job market and the impact of tariffs, after the central bank cut interest rates by a quarter point last week. Fox's Edward Lawrence at the White House.
He does say that there is no risk-free path from here going forward for this economy and monetary policy. He defended his 25 basis point rate cut as a necessary first step because he is starting to see both supply and demand of workers fall at the same time. He says that is an unusual situation. Now, Jay Powell has been criticized for being too late for the first rate cut while the labor market eroded. So now he's saying in the face of inflation slightly rising, the risk to the labor market demanded the 25 basis point cut.
When our goals are intentioned like this, our framework has long called for us to balance both sides of our dual mandate.
The Fed chairman says the data tells him that tariffs are causing the slight increase in prices.
That was Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House.
Heavy rain always means more flooding along Bleckley Drive in East Wichita. That's south of Central and Oliver. Yesterday, the Wichita City Council approved the third and final design phase for storm improvements along Bleckley, but some living along that heavily impacted street are not happy with the plan. It's a years-long project to improve stormwater drainage along Bleckley. A few months in, and it's possible some improvements are already being seen. But some residents are voicing concerns about the design plan that includes the removal of many of the mature trees along Bleckley and expanded access roads. Some residents say they were only recently made aware of how much construction is going to affect that neighborhood.
A misdemeanor trespassing charge has been filed against a man who allegedly jumped the fence of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce's home in Leawood, Kansas. After 2 a.m. on Monday, September 15th, emergency crews were called to a gated community with reports of a trespasser. The address listed on the police report matches the address from which Chiefs memorabilia had previously been stolen, with the team confirmed to be the home of Travis Kelce. The suspect had jumped the fence onto the private property and was arrested. He was charged with misdemeanor criminal trespassing. The suspect was quickly released after he posted bond.
A former student is suing a college in Mississippi after undergoing Hell Night.
A former Omega Sci-Fi fraternity pledge says he had to relearn how to walk after being severely beaten during the new ADA chapter's Hell Night. That's according to a federal lawsuit taking aim at the fraternity, the University of Southern Mississippi, and other organizations. It alleges Raphael Joseph and other pledges underwent severe hazing, including being hit with a wooden paddle. The suit adds Joseph had to seek medical care and a blood transfusion. Omega Sci-Fi declined to comment on the lawsuit. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Well, we've discussed bears, gators, and horses. Yep. Residents and experts are concerned after a 400-pound hammerhead shark washed up on a Florida beach on Monday.
10 feet long and bigger than anything beachgoers had seen before.
Nothing like that, though. Nothing anywhere close to that. That was huge.
The huge shark is a great hammerhead, and losing a giant like this is concerning because the species is struggling. The people who spotted it weren't sure what happened to it.
It had a big hook in its mouth. We were trying to figure out maybe what happened. No clue.
The biggest clue about why it died is the hook in its mouth, according to a Florida Tech shark researcher.
Even when that person lets the shark go and it swims away, it's very likely to die shortly after.
Dr. Toby Daly-Engel says sharks get super stressed and many will die hours after they're caught and released by a fisherman.
That was Fox TV affiliate WOFL, Fox 35 Orlando's Esther Bauer at Satellite Beach, Florida. Lions and tigers and bears and gators and horses and moose. Oh, my.
Oh, my. It is.
We've had a whole menagerie.
It's all over the place today here on KNS. Hey, let's take a look at our weather forecast from Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a wet start to our Wednesday with off and on showers through about lunchtime, then mostly cloudy skies and a high of 73. Becoming mostly clear, a bit cooler, 57 tonight. Back over to mostly sunny skies and warmer on Thursday, high 79. Bright blue skies and a high of 80 on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have 95% humidity, breeze out of the north, cloudy sky. It is 63 degrees here on this Wednesday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:37 with Steve and Ted. 60 years ago on this day, O.J. Watson passed away. Who is O.J. Watson?
Well, there's a park named after him.
Yeah, you got it. Nailed it. Watson Park in South Wichita is named for O.J. Watson. Do you know anything about O.J. Watson?
Well, there's a park there.
Here's your run. He passed away 60 years ago today at the age of 89. He was born in Georgia, reared on a farm near Dallas, then worked for a motor company in Oklahoma City, became a partner with the firm. Then he moved to Enid. He's getting closer to Wichita, where he went into a partnership with Clyde Cessna in the Watson Cessna Motor Company. He sold his half to Clyde, and then he came to Wichita in 1912, rented space for a car agency, and held a tractor distributorship as well. Then he sold the firm in the 1920s. He owned his own truck and automotive parts business for many years, the O.J. Watson Company. Then he was appointed to the park board. There's your connection.
There we go.
He was on the park board for 35 years, 24 of those years as president of the park board. Retired from active business in the early 40s during World War II. He retired from active business during the war, and then he retired from the park board in 1963. So there you go. And, of course, when you're president of the park board for 24 years, they name a park after you. Which is one of Wichita's very unique parks.
Oh, yeah, it's Watson wonderful park. Done a lot of events down there.
Activities and things to do there that you just don't find in other parks. You got the little train ride and
the lake,
the ponies and the lake and paddle boating and miniature golf. And also, it's a very fun park. Loved going in there when I was a kid. All right. So, yeah, there's your rundown of Mr. O.J. Watson. Passed away 60 years ago today at the age of 89.
There's a great
impact on Wichita.
Haunted house, usually.
Oh, yeah.
On the on the island.
They had
there.
To delay because of the rain this year. They were going to open up, I think, already, and they had to push it a week back because of all the mud.
Yeah.
But they'll get it going. They'll get it going and draw big crowds. So that'll be fun there. Remember this lady that from Missouri that tried to sell Graceland even though she didn't own it?
I had not heard that story.
Yeah. She has now been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison. She was scheming to defraud Elvis Presley's family. She tried to auction off Graceland and property. But, and then a judge said, you can't foreclose on Graceland. You don't own it. You can't do that. The judge sentenced her in federal court to nearly 5 years in prison.
Wow.
She pleaded guilty to a charge of mail fraud related to this scheme. She falsely claimed that Elvis's daughter borrowed nearly $4 million from a bogus private lender and had pledged Graceland as collateral for the loan before she passed away. There's her story, and she sticking to it.
Meanwhile, I've got a
5 years in prison.
I've got a bridge in New York. I'd like to sell.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. You just can't get away with selling Graceland. It doesn't belong to you. Yeah. That's poorly done, and now she's going to prison for 5 years. All right, that's the latest there. Let's take a look at 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we have a local business update from Kirk Siminoff, the editor at the Wichita Business Journal, coming up in just a few minutes. So we'll be checking in with Kirk live not too far from now. KNSS News Time, 7:41.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
7:45 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal is on the way, and Kirk will be telling us about a senior living project. Editor Kirk Siminoff from the Business Journal coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it is time for Three Big Things. Two men arrested after a scam defrauding an 84-year-old woman out of more than $250,000 in Sedgwick County.
Two.
President Trump says he now believes that Ukraine can win back all territory lost to Russia with the help of NATO.
One.
Iran has begun rebuilding missile production sites that were targeted by Israel back in June during the 12-day war. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle causing a bit of a traffic hazard. This is northbound on I-135 between 17th and 21st. They've actually got the right lane closed due to this at this time. So just remember to watch out for that again. It's northbound I-135 south of 21st. Stalled out vehicle, and we've got a lane closed due to that. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Wednesday, the 24th. We've got a mostly cloudy day today and a high of 73 degrees. Mostly clear by tonight. Cooler, low down to 57. And then tomorrow, it'll be a mostly sunny day on Thursday. Warmer, too. High tomorrow, 79. Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, a breeze out of the north, 95% humidity. It is 63 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, it's Wednesday, and of course, weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Wednesday means $5 select whiskeys. The Monarch has a menu featuring more than 50 different pours, and they are marked for $5 today. Hey now. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the Roundabout in Delano. What a great place to hang out and had a $5 whiskey today on a Wednesday. The Monarch, 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning, September 24th. The leaders of Denmark and Greenland are offering their apologies for their government's roles in the mistreatment of Greenlandic indigenous girls and women. Leaders attending an official event in Greenland's capital. An independent investigation found that hundreds of Inuit victims, some as young as 12 years old, were fitted with an intrauterine contraceptive device without consent. The alleged purpose was to limit population growth in Greenland. Many women are still angry about this, and some say an apology would help them reconcile. 7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Tariffs and years of teetering mall traffic have kind of upset the toy industry. What if you're an investor in Build-A-Bear? They're making money. Shares of the toy retailer, specializing in plush animals that consumers can make themselves in stores, sales of stock share at Build-A-Bear are up 60% since the start of the year. Company's profits have soared, record after record in recent quarters. Based in St. Louis, Build-A-Bear is not immune, though, to President Trump's tariffs. The company says it did make efforts to reduce this exposure and anticipates strong consumer demand to boost profits for the rest of the year. Once again, another stock that I should have bought, that Build-A-Bear stock about 8-9 months ago.
Now, they are very successful, but I've always had one idea for them that I think could really make them a lot more money. What they need to do is offer a service. You've heard of the services where it's called like a rage room, where they just put breakable objects in a room and you smash it with a bat or a hammer.
So you want to go with Destroy-A-Bear.
Well, Destroy-A-Bear, but what you do is you make effigies of people or things or whatever you don't like, and then they provide a room with that stuffing thing they have so that you can just put it on the nozzle and fill it full of stuffing until it literally explodes.
Explode-A-Bear.
Explode-A-Bear. That's my idea.
But you want to also do the effigy thing. So like you could do a Biden bear, and then you could go
in
there.
Do whatever you want.
And then you could tear apart a Biden bear.
Yeah. I imagine there are certain accessories that would sell rather well.
I think you're probably right. I could see that. Liberals could go in there and get a MAGA hat, put it on a bear, and then go in there and tear it apart. I could see that. It's not a bad idea. You better patent this idea before somebody goes and, you know, tries to make a store that allows you to blow up a bear.
If I actually called it Explode a Bear Workshop, I still think they'd probably sue me, and they might have grounds too. So I might have to come up with a different name.
Explode a Bear Workshop. You know, it's not a bad idea. I could see it work.
It is 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We got news about a senior living project here in town. Let's check in and get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Semenoff live. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. The Calamar Senior Living Project that began construction in the summer of 2020 at 127th East and 21st Street and is still not complete has had its building permit pulled by the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. That happened as one local subcontractor has filed a $329,000 lawsuit against Calamar for damages after the subcontractor had completed their part of the work on the still unfinished project. All this is happening while a similar Calamar project in Topeka is facing foreclosure by its lender. Back in Wichita, two other subcontractors had filed liens totaling more than $340,000. MABCD Director Chris Labrum said he is hopeful for a resolution on the long-stalled development, which could now include a different company taking over. Labrum said two other companies have expressed interest in purchasing the development. The Goddard City Council on Tuesday approved a development agreement with incentives for a $4 million project that will locate a Tacos TJ 664 restaurant in the city. Tacos TJ already has two Wichita locations and another in Derby that opened last weekend. In Goddard, there will be a 6,500 square foot building near Kellogg and 183rd Street West. A 540 square foot outdoor patio space is also planned. SPT Architecture is the architect and McCowan Gordon will build it, but you'll have to find your tacos elsewhere in Goddard for a while. The business isn't expected to open until the spring of 27. And there are wages rising, and where are wages rising the fastest in Kansas so far this year? Topeka and Shawnee County. The capital county saw a 5.1% increase in wages in the first quarter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Of the year compared with the first quarter of 24, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Sedgwick County was second in Kansas with a 4.4% increase. Taking third were the neighboring counties of Johnson and Wyandotte in the Kansas City area at 3.9% each. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, you're a business guy. Chad needs an investor for his exploding bear business. You think you might be able to help him out with that?
I like that idea a lot. And I'm just going back to the Build-A-Bear, I'm just really surprised that the stock has continues to go up now that my daughter is out of that age range where we were there every weekend from about 2005 to 2015, I think.
Well, they see the company has survived and thrived even without you.
We've got a basement full of those damn things. Darn things. Great
things. Now, see, there's another idea for you, Jed. You can bring your old Build-A-Bears to Jad's new Explode-A-Bear thing, and that's a way to recycle them or dispose of them, rather.
Oh, you could probably pay to do both.
Great ideas. I thought, you know, when originally I thought Jed was going to come up with an idea for a radio engineer bear, and I would have been all over that, too.
Well, don't give the company any ideas.
We'll
have that bear running this show within a week.
There's all kinds of ideas. Now you can get politician bears, and Lord knows what people would want to do with those.
Plus, it's surprising.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think who they'll put in charge of certain things around.
I'm sure
I might get fired in lieu of the bear. Kirk, it was 40 years ago on this night on ABC, the debut of Growing Pains. With Alan Thicke. Did you watch Growing Pains?
I was not a big Growing Pains fan. I can't even tell you. There was the blonde woman, Joanna something?
Joanna Kearns.
Right?
Yeah, my dad started watching Growing Pains. We were like, what? Why? And he's like, oh, I think I like Joanna Gaines. I said, okay. Yeah. I didn't even know he knew her name, and all of a sudden he's watching Growing Pains.
Yeah, I was too busy with Family Ties or something like that.
Well, there you go. Which, you know, they're very similar shows, I think, in one way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So tonight was the 40th anniversary of Growing Pains on ABC with Alan Thicke. Hey, no, he that guy was working from home long before that was fashionable. Didn't he run the psychiatrist out of his own home?
That's true.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Very sad, I know that, but let's move on. Thank you, Kirk, and we'll talk to you again 1 hour from now, all right?
Yep.
There he goes, Editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. We have another Wichita Business Journal update with local business news 1 hour from now during our big 8 o'clock hour at 7:56 with Steve and Ted. News, business, weather, traffic, it's all coming your way, and entertainment news in the blur.
Oh, that's right. We got plenty of blur to talk about. Some really interesting things in entertainment history happened on this day. We got a lot of them coming at you. We'll tell you all about it. Coming up in the blur.
Sounds good. Big 8 o'clock hour is on the way with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.